Ready to start?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hello, everyone. This is Conley Bass, and we're having this meeting tonight in accordance with the Governor Abbott's declaration of COVID-19 public health threat and action to temporarily suspend certain provisions of the Texas Open Meetings Act. A quorum of the City of Boothville City Council will hold its regular city council meeting by telephone conference call. This meeting will be closed to the public. However, the public may join this meeting by calling 1-408-650-3123. Access code is 210-004-853. And it's now 6:31, and this meeting of Boothville City Council is now in session. First thing we're gonna do is start with the invocation by Mr. Owens, Mayor Pro Tem. And please remain standing for the pledge of allegiance.
Our heavenly Father, thank you for everything that you have done for us here in Boothville City. Lord God, I pray that you'll continue to keep watching over our police department, our fire department, our city workers, our city administrator, our mayors, and all of the people that's on the council. Lord God, I pray that you will soon find a cure for this COVID-19 so people can be here with us in our meetings so that we can be close to each other again and get a feel of everything that's going on in session. Lord God, I ask that you will please take care of our President of the United States because he has been sick. Lord, just want to say thank you. Without you, we wouldn't have nothing. We ask for these things in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible.
Thank you. We now need to do a roll call for the records. Present here tonight are the three council members, Chief of Police, the mayor, Gene Sprouts, Pam Coons, and City Administrator, Sonia Bishop, and Mr. Krause, and his engineer. Bowie, okay. Okay, you can all lie. Okay. Now we'll go to the citizens' presentations. This is where ordinarily you could appear in person and address the council on anything that is not on the agenda. And I think we have, but during this meeting, you can email our city secretary, and she will read the emails. And I believe she has two tonight. And you read those.
There's a Carol Lamb on West Third Street that wanted to speak. Carol, are you on the phone?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I would like to address the council in regards to a recent incident that occurred to me, and I have some concerns and questions as well. As most of you probably already know and are aware, I recently lost an 8-pound Yorkie that was mauled to death by another citizen animal, and I have previously contacted the city on multiple occasions because of animals that are in violation of the leash law, and I have no idea what the outcome of my reports are when I encounter these animals that are in violation of our city ordinance. And I know that we do not have an animal control officer, but I know that the role of the animal control officer falls back on the police chief in the absence of one, as we have a paid position that has not been filled. I don't know the calls that I personally have made, and other people have been with me throughout the city, what it will take for the citizens to be able to feel safe to walk. And there are more folks currently that walk than there ever were before due to COVID. And I'm just asking for some assistance. I'm also asking for the issue and concerns that I personally have for myself and other people, other citizens in this community, for this issue itself to be brought back on the agenda for a city council meeting to be discussed.
All right. Is that all? Okay,
Council. I don't know. I know that we, as a city, have our own ordinance, but I do not know if, since we do not have a paid employee that would be the animal control officer, if the city ordinance would be taken over by the county ordinance or the state ordinance?
The city has an ordinance, and that makes the city responsible.
Okay. So all of the calls that have been made, does that mean that everyone that has been, that has had an animal that has approached me in my early morning walk or in my evening walk or in my Sunday afternoon walk, that has approached me not on a leash, with my animals being on a leash, is there any additional consequence, citation? Have they all received a citation? Is there any additional citation, fine, or punishment for
yes,
the
animals are those that are declared vicious, the police can pick those up, I believe, or at least write citations. Yes.
Okay, and animals.
Yeah, just a minute.
I don't know if my mic is on. Can you hear me, ma'am?
Yes, sir. Who is this?
You can hear me okay, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
My name is Ricky Wiggins. And when did this...
Yes, sir.
I was not aware of this incident. When did this happen?
My dog was mauled twice. My 8-pound Yorkie was mauled, and I brought her home to bury her in my backyard. It was Sunday, September 27th. I had previously, within the past 2 months, called to report an issue with an animal from the same home that had approached myself and my animals. I have contacted and filed reports. Sunday, September 27th was my fourth report in the past 90 days, not for the same home. Sunday the 27th was the second time that I filed a report for the home in question.
Okay. First off, I'm too sorry for
but I don't know if everyone has received a citation, or does the police officer just go talk to them? I don't have my police report yet. I don't know if today's the day I was able to obtain it, or if it's tomorrow, so I apologize.
Well, we have Mr. Dorsey here, Chief Dorsey here. He could probably answer that question.
First of all, I want to tell you how sorry I am for this incident happening. You lost your dog. And second is, this is the fourth report, is what you said, and I'd like to know what we're doing about it.
That's where you live at.
I also
live on Third Street.
So I already what we're doing about it.
She lives right across the street.
Not necessarily. I'm not trying to target any individual by any means at all. I think that as a citizen, as having lived here for over 24 years, I'm now a little bit concerned that I cannot walk the street without fear of, and I don't always walk during the daylight. We walk early in the morning. There's a group of us, and we've had encounters early in the morning as well, but he should be able to walk the street for exercise at any time we choose to, because we do have city ordinances.
Yes, ma'am, you're correct. Who did you report this to?
He's not walking here. I'm sorry?
Who did you report this to?
Which particular incident? I apologize.
Oh, well, that's all right. I'm an idiot.
Okay. The one on the
Excuse me, ma'am. Let me talk. According to the laws which we try to follow, these citizens have a chance to address the council before. We are really not supposed to respond. We just take what you say, and then the council does something with it. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be ugly to you.
That's okay.
It's on the agenda.
That's perfectly fine.
It's on the agenda. Okay, action on item number 6.
Well, this is Neil Purple.
Go ahead. This is the attorney. Go ahead.
This is Neil Purple. And, I think it is okay for the council to ask very few general questions like Mr. Wiggins asked.
Okay.
This isn't a back and forth exchange.
Yeah. Okay.
And I do not know your name, ma'am. I didn't get it. I couldn't hear on my speaker.
And I'm not trying to be ugly, I'm just trying to follow the law. But Mr. Parker is our city attorney.
If y'all have any other general questions, I think ask them. But I think we're going to, we can't take up the whole meeting with citizens' comments. But I think the questions Mr. Wiggins asked, I think, were legitimate.
Yes.
And I'm going to be quiet.
Okay. If I answered your question, I am trying to be mindful of my 5 minutes.
Yes.
So,
yes, ma'am.
I answered your question.
Who did you report it to?
Thank you.
That was my question.
Officer Mendoza.
Mendoza. Okay. Is that the only one?
On September 27th, yes, sir.
Okay. What, anybody else that you reported it to?
Not for the incident on September 27th, no, sir. But in prior incidents, yes, sir.
Okay.
Other officers.
In prior incidents, who did you, any of the prior incidents, who did you report them to? If you remember.
I wasn't provided any cards or information, so I apologize.
Okay, but it was a police officer?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, thank you, ma'am. I can assure you we're going to follow up on this.
I have one question for you. This is Linda Owens. You had two incidents at the same place that your baby was, life was taken, and then you had two different other places, or was it all four of just one house?
No, ma'am, it's three homes.
Three different homes. Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Lance. When one would do what we can about this, and we'll certainly take it up and do something about it. There are too many vicious dogs that are loose in this family, and I agree with you very much, and we will do something about it. Okay, ma'am, is there another one?
Yes, Alicia Bath, are you on the line?
Alicia, are you on the
line? Actually, I have been. Hi, I'm here. Yes, I was actually, I did that for my husband, but I'll go ahead and talk. We just wanted to let the council know that we no longer have any interest in the land on 4th Street. We did do the land swap with the city, and appreciate the council agreeing to do that, and now we have sold both tracts of land, one of which you're going to be talking about with K-Bar. This afternoon or this evening, but we've already got everything settled, all the original deeds and paperwork been recorded and returned to the appropriate parties, and at no cost to the city, we took care of it all. So that's all we wanted to say. Thanks for helping us out with that.
Thank you, Nisha. Okay, is that all? Mm-hmm. Okay. On the agenda, it calls for an executive session. But since this would be under Texas Code 551.071, consultation with attorney, with Michael Gershon. Michael Gershon is the city's water attorney. But since the city engineer is not available tonight, it would be more or less a waste of time to have this session, so we're going to cancel this executive session and move on to a public hearing. And in order to have a public hearing, we will have to close this regular session at 6:48, and at the same time open a public hearing. And this public hearing is to for the council to consider remarks on the proposed rezoning of 8.028 acres, more or less, out of the Levi Pruitt survey, abstract number 723, and being in part of a 9-acre tract of land described as tract 1 deeded to K-Bar Ranch, LTD. Mike Crowder, I believe, is the owner. The deed number is 202-00-322-86 and dated September 10th, 2020. This is the property that Alicia just talked about on 4th Street. Does anybody have anything to say about this? This is a public hearing. If anyone out there is listening has anything to say, now's the time to do it.
Hello?
We can't hear you. Mayor
there?
Yes. Yes, thank you.
Okay. If there are two people trying to talk right now.
We only hear you, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, well, it keeps telling me caller one is talking, so I'm making sure that I'm not over-speaking someone. Is this land that the city owns or land that someone else owns?
Ma'am, what's your name? You have to say your name, please.
What is your name?
Yes, Mavis Soliday.
This is the opportunity that I just spoke at the massive stone to Tobar Ranch. And they're this is Fourth Street. It joins the server farm. And there's they're about to build some single family houses there.
Okay.
And according to our comprehensive plan, which was put into effect about 7 or 8 years ago, is designated as single family housing area. And they're here tonight, and that's what they're wanting to do is rezone this land to single housing. Okay.
Okay, thank you. That clarified.
Okay. Those amounts, if you want to present this, Mr. Krause, or...
Would I like to say a statement?
Yes.
Are you can stay right here. You talk loud. I had to make it open.
I'm pretty loud.
Okay.
Right here. Just so I can hear you.
Get right here.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Appreciate
it. All right. So is my audio coming through right now?
Yeah. Can you hear me? Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, great. Yeah, my name's Travis Krause. My family business recently purchased the property that we're discussing right now. Our intention with that property is to rezone it and ultimately put in a few houses in that area because we think it'd be a great place to have some houses. The idea is to have 10 larger parcels, each with a single family residence on it. Also, in this project, after discussing it with the city engineer, it is likely that we will also be installing a fire hydrant in the area. I do not believe there is one there already, so that should be a benefit to public safety in general. Also, I think it would just be good to get some more houses into the area, because with those additional houses, it would be very easy to see the other houses in the area increasing in value as people start paying more interest to that street and to the overall area. So it should be good for everyone. One last point that I would like to point out is that with the introduction of a sewage facility in the town, all the citizens are looking at a new bill. One thing to keep in mind is that this town's relatively small, so that means that the bill's going to be a little high at first. The way to get that bill down is by increasing the population of the town so that that expense can be spread out significantly. I would like to point out that this is the first.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Okay, that's smart.
Yeah. And I would like to point out that this is the first property that we're hoping to develop in town. And assuming that this goes well, it's going to get us excited. And we're going to want to bring that bill down for more by bringing in more homes. And so that is the overall goal. We've done a lot of research to make sure that what we do is appropriate for the area, is visually appealing. We're intentionally structuring things so that we can build higher, so that we can end up with higher end homes, not lower end homes, but higher end homes with larger lots. because that's better for me, frankly, because it'll mean that you're introducing a certain demographic to the area that I think would do really well for the town and for my other investments as well. So, other than that, it does align with the long-term plan laid out a few years ago by the council, by the town, and the future land use plan. And I think I'm excited about this project, to be honest.
This will also increase my water revenue. When you have this, the water revenue will be increased. This looks like a win-win situation to me.
Yes.
Is there, you got anything there?
You nailed it right there. We're doing everything we can to make sure that everyone's walking away happy at the end of the day.
There will be nice houses, no cheap houses. There'll be real nice houses. Be an asset to our city. Yes.
Ricky Wiggins here. Mr. Krause, how many houses do you project there? You project 10 lots, 10 houses?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And so you're going to actually build the house and then sell it, right?
My company.
What you're going to do?
Not your
company.
We are the developer. Yeah. We will be selling, but the plan right now is that we are going to be selling the lots to home builders. And we will control the quality of the homes via deed restrictions to make sure that there's a certain low standard. The reasoning behind that's twofold. One, it protects our long-term investment in the community. And two, it protects the builders from, you know, you don't want to buy a lot to build a house and then have someone pop up something nasty next door. So let's make sure that everyone has to build something nice.
Okay. Those are not going to be spec homes.
There will probably be some spec homes, yes.
Right. What about, I was asked about manufactured homes, and if we zone it to SF3, then they could be put, manufactured homes could be placed on these lots with a conditional permit. So if somebody wanted to put one on there, they would have to come to the council at that time and get the approval or disapproval to put it on there.
That is
so that was concerned on some questions I had asked about that area.
So we do not intend for mobile homes to go onto that property.
Okay.
And I do not intend to sell to people that intend to put mobile homes on.
What about modular?
Modular homes are interesting. They've come a long way. No modular home company that specializes in mobile homes. So there's a lot of companies out there that do modular homes, but they are essentially mobile homes that you put on concrete. I don't like those. I do not think that those are well suited for this area. And so that's going to be forbidden in our deed restrictions, the lower. And if a modular home goes in, then it will have to be something that looks and feels like a nice site-built home.
What do you think your house is going to start at?
I'm hoping for something in the lower to mid-200s, if not higher. So I'm going to, I want to see how high we can get it, and it's going to be a larger lot. So it has that beautiful tree line up at the front. The team and I have worked really hard to come up with a plan that would preserve as many of those trees as we can, so it can have an extra layer of privacy and take advantage of that nice little strip. Trees going down.
Another thing that I have is, on this Exhibit A, legal description, do you have that?
Not on my person.
Okay. Neil, are you there?
I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay, do you have that Exhibit A?
I do, and I don't think Exhibit A that was sent to me matches.
Yeah,
are you talking about on the Exhibit A to the Bruce Letty Ordinance 2?
No,
we're 0-05.
No, Exhibit A that was in our pamphlet It's living in the street.
They have to do it today.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, the only thing that I have in question, I think Alicia maybe cleared it up, but I don't, this has a legal description of it, of that lot, and it says in part that including 0.196 acres of said 9-acre tract that are in conflict with the 44.353 acre tract described in the
Exactly what
you're talking about. Yeah. So that leads me to believe that, you know, I mean, if it's in conflict, I just wanted to make sure that whenever we did that land swap, you know, with Wes and Alicia, the city, that they got, we got all that straightened out.
Are you going to actually speak to this?
I mean, do you understand what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
So what that is looking at the survey documents, there is a possibility that a pin was missed. And so it looks like the boundary was done along the fence line, but the pin was not on the fence line precisely. You could probably speak to this more accurately than me, Justin.
Well, I thought we had all that straightened out as well.
Yeah, we're going to bring that up with Sonia.
I just got the deed back yesterday. Wes delivered it to Justin.
I get my question. If the deed, we got it straightened out on the deed, then why is it still in here? But it's a conflict.
It usually came out before the deed came.
Right. That was an unrecorded deed. On that exhibit, that's going to change. The exhibit A can change. The ordinance will be the same, but the exhibit A is going to change.
Well, all we have to look at is what we have now.
Right. Hold on.
Hello, it's Alicia.
Hey, Alicia.
We did a deed, a special warranty deed from us to the city for the small piece of property that was in conflict that ran along the city's property line back there where near the solar farm. And then the city did a special warranty deed to us for that small strip that is on the back of that 8 acres. And all that's been recorded, the deed, we recorded the deed. And we delivered the city deed to them today.
Oh, okay, so Alicia, this is Rick Wiggins. I mean, did you hear what I read there?
Yes, and I don't know which exhibit you're looking at, so I can't.
I'm looking at the exhibit. I got my board back here, where it says legal description of the property, and that's where it says that section is in conflict with it. And that's what, when I'm reading that and I'm looking at this, I'm thinking, well, we don't have the clear deed, is what I'm saying.
No, we do. Everything's good. We had it surveyed out. We had the deeds recorded. It's gone through a title company, and they check all that out. So, it's good.
No, all we're saying is we just only come back later on and say, well, hey, the city where this or that, you know, we just won't.
And what's right for y'all, what's right. And on our end, our plan was that
right.
We wanted to get wind of, like, how the zoning is going to go, because that's going to impact how the surveying goes.
Yep.
And we wanted the surveyor to go out and get eyeballs on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would
communicate.
I'll
do the same thing. I'm buying some property
somewhere
in another little town, and I'm going through the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Are y'all satisfied that everything's okay with this?
I don't know what the change, but it seems like something changed that I'm not aware of, but I'm satisfied with the overall situation. I think worst case, there's going to be a conversation with the city admin.
Right.
And
all I'm trying to expand here is whoever buys that section of land, I don't want it down the road, they try to sell it or something, and then they come back and there's an issue with that with us when this was ultimately straightened out.
That was the issue originally.
Yes.
And that was the reason for the swap.
Yes.
Straightened it all out.
Yes.
Now it's legal.
Well, I understand, but from what I'm reading, there was some conflict, but maybe it's because the deed just got done and this, it just got it yesterday in the paperwork. When I got it Monday, the information that I got wasn't correct.
So that's the slippers when they swapped it? Is that what I heard?
Yeah,
they put it a little sliver there, and there was
a conflict.
Sounds like there was a little bit. So there was a little sliver because of the missed end, and so that got swapped to my subject's property or to the city.
Well, it's
more than that. It's still a conflict.
Yeah, it was a crooked line originally, but when it was surveyed, they discussed it straight up, and they had a little slipper on this side, and they just swapped it and made it straight.
I'm wanting to improve the creek to better catching granite.
But that's the point of having a title company and a title policy, title insurance. It's taken care of.
It's covered.
Yes, at least it is covered. You got to be done. Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
This is Mr. Tyler. May I say something, sir?
Yes. Go ahead.
What's the gentleman's name to represent in KBAR tonight?
Mr.
Crowns. Well, I thought I thought it said, but I didn't hear it say that. But I wanted to personally thank you for investing in our community and trying to improve our city and community. And apparently he's done his homework about the water and the sewer. And he's dead on. I want to personally thank him for investing in our community, sir.
Well, he's a smart man. He knows what he's doing.
Yes, sir, I understand. That wasn't the point. I wanted to thank him.
Yeah, well, we'll thank him too. We really do.
And thank you too for your thanks. It's good to hear that people appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what we need.
Yes, we sure do. And thank you.
That's from a concerned citizen that cares, and it didn't cost anything to tell you that.
That's right. Well, we appreciate you. Thank you.
Right, anybody else? I have one more slide. And it's the colored version of that printout y'all have.
Yes, sir.
And all I'm doing on this is just highlighting where it's at for people, but it seems like everyone knows where it's at. I'm showing it's yellow, which means it's supposed to be residential one day.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, thank
That's
you.
That's a comprehensive plan. That's
an awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Anybody got anything else to say or discuss? Or?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No. Thank you all very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
So the road will be to rezoning. Right now it's zoned, what is it?
Go ahead and make a motion on this?
No, not yet. Yeah. Okay. I guess we'll move on to the next item if there's nothing else. And this public hearing is now closed at 7:10, and the council meeting is going back into section, session, excuse me. And then we will go on down the agenda to the consent agenda. Council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on the accounts payable for both the general fund and the water fund for September 2020.
I'm going to make a motion that we accept the accounts payable for the general water fund and the payable for the general water fund September the 20th. Or do we want to wait and do a vote at the same time?
No, you made a motion, so second. Do you second?
No, I have discussion.
Okay.
If y'all will, turn to that page 4. On that, and I'm talking about under the general fund. And on this general fund, for those listening, I know you don't see this, but this is very important that we be on in the general fund that line item 1010-69180. Do y'all see that, Rick and Linda?
Which one is it in?
1010-69180 under miscellaneous.
Uh-huh.
Brandon Pierce, y'all see that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you see that, Rick? Okay. But looking at that, and you look at the year-to-date actual, it's showing $55,784. And this 1010-69180 for people I don't know, that's the CIP City Hall Fund on the city side. So that's all the money that we've spent on the City Hall. And well, I'm talking, man. And then on they're showing year to date actual till 55,784 that we spent from October 19th to September 2020 on these city halls. And a budget balance, it shows $39,215. But when I look back on our August report, it showed year to date actual $93,762 in July, $92,305, and with a budget balance of $1,237. In August and 2,694 in July. So in May, this is where everybody will know the water department's paying their part here. In May, we moved $15,200 out of the water fund, which was we had in the water fund for the CIP City Hall Fund. It was line up. And in August, we moved $38,175 out of the water fund, which was all under comprehensive projects, from the water fund into the general fund for the city for a total of $53,375 for the water park to help fund the new city hall. But the way this money's being reported in this, if you just look at it, you would think we're only... If you look at today, you think we're only showing $55,000 that we spent. And that's not right. Is that right?
That is actually correct, sir. If you look at page 4 under the water fund, you'll see the 50, because we're doing fund accounting. Like as we all, we have to keep the funds separated. So you'll find the water side expense, which is the $15,200, and the $37,000 that was just transferred. You'll find those expenses on the page 4.
Well, why in August was it $93,000?
Because we got y'all approved to do the credit. Y'all approved to move the $38,000, whatever it was, last month. that was approved to move, but that $38,000 is credited to general fund to reimburse.
So,
so you'll see the expense line. You have to look at, you have to add the general fund and the water fund together to get your total. The total spend of the city hall was like $108,000 or some change. When you add this all together, that's the total.
Okay, but when, when somebody, I mean, we still have that, we moved that $15,200 back in May.
Correct.
Okay. So, and this reflects $92,000 in July. So we jumped down $34,000.
We're going to move that $38,000 in general.
Okay. What I'm saying is, that throws up a flag when you look at that. I looked at it last month,
right.
I looked this month, and I said, well, that's a big change.
Right.
And so, to me, I'm just saying, when something like that happens, put some kind of notation.
She put it, I told her to do the note, and she put the note on the front.
She just said, the note on the front, of mine said the bank statement's not been reconciled.
See, I asked her to put the note on anything like that, and I'll talk with her
and
ask her.
So, that's all I'm saying, if we have something like that, then for us to know what y'all are doing on the accounting side, then bring our attention to it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying, because when we look at it, it looks like it kind of distorts the figures.
Well, and I'm back now, so I'll be able to look at these closer, and I'll put this on myself. I will talk to her again. That's why I did ask her to put a note on there and make sure she initials it. But I guess she didn't do that thing.
Yeah.
So she said she had talked to you about it, so I thought it was off, but I didn't realize it was still kind of shady. But what it is you have to add the funds together. Because you can't mix order funds with general funds. They have to be separate for GASP laws, rules and regulations. We're doing fund accounting. The only way you're going to know by looking at these reports is if you add those together.
Yeah.
So that's totally been set on the billing as far as $108,000 of the change. Is when you add all that together.
Okay. That's all. Because y'all know I'm pretty well watch the mother here, and so when I see something big like that, I'm going to ask for that. And that's really, I did ask about another thing, was the health insurance there.
Yes, the other thing is the way the payroll is first, there's only one payroll in September,
mm-hmm.
So that's why you see it showed up. So most of it was paid in August, and will be paid in October. You'll notice, when you're looking at October's financial, you're going to notice October's going to be higher tomorrow. You have 1 month out of every year, the way to cut off the fiscal year cut, you'll have 1 year that looks kind of, or 1 month, excuse me, it looks kind of abnormal, and this is that month.
Okay, because when I go back and I look at the last 3 months,
right,
you know, there wasn't nowhere near what we're showing here.
It's because of the way the payroll is cut, the way the month falls, the way the fiscal year ends.
Okay.
You'll also notice that a lot on TML, you'll see a fluctuation like that with TML. CMRS, you'll see that. Especially much enough like, you know, with that extra week, the longer month, you'll see that fluctuate. They'll be higher and lower.
Okay, my motion still stands
from your for the finances. It was that motion?
Just for item A.
From item A.
Okay.
Did you make a motion or a second? Or no?
Yes, sir. I'll second.
Okay, motion you made and seconded to approve the accounts payable to both the general fund and the water fund for September 2020. All in favor? Unanimous. Three A's.
Mr. Mayor, sir?
Yes.
It's Mr. Tyler. May I say something?
Yes.
In relation to the accounting and the financial part that y'all just discussed, Mrs. Bishop handled it correctly. But when you have big items, it's moving, it changes from month to month, putting sticky on the front sometimes for us ordinary people doesn't work, especially for people that's not in the financial area. You need to put an asterisk. I would suggest you put an asterisk besides that account that's changed drastically and say see footnote to where your council members and the general public, you know, most of the time they don't see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they really didn't make an account to us for it, so I'm suggesting that's what she do.
Yes, sir. I can definitely take your advice about that. And I'll make
sure. You understand, Ms. Bishop? I'm not criticizing you because you handled it correctly.
Hey, okay, I'm all about advice. I take corrective criticism very well.
I'm not criticizing you.
No.
I just can't hardly hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I didn't take it as criticism at all, sir.
Okay.
No.
I didn't hear you correctly. I'm sorry. I'm trying to hit you, ma'am.
No,
I'm
sorry.
Okay, and
that's what I heard
earlier,
when
she
said
you
had to repeat what
you
heard.
Well, that way it brings
it to all
y'all's
attention.
Yes,
sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll move to item B on the agenda. Council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on accepting the minutes of the September 8th, 2020, and the September 10th, 2020, and the September 22nd, 2020 City Council meetings. That's three different meetings.
I'll make a motion that we accept the minutes of September the 8th, September the 10th, and September the 22nd of 2020 on our City Council meetings.
You second me?
No discussion. Discussion.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, on that September the 22nd, if you will, flip over there to,
I'm sorry.
Flip over to agenda items under that item 2.
Uh-huh.
It should read water fund instead of general, because you already have a general fund under the whole budget.
I thought we did correct it, didn't we?
It's not, mine reads general, what I'm looking at right here.
I mean, we may have changed that time to be corrected, I thought.
What's your show?
Okay, so we can correct that on the minutes. That was like, what month again, I'm sorry.
That was September the 22nd, on that agenda item number section 2. The first one was the general fund.
Yeah, and I had to change that.
And the second one should be water fund proposed budget. And that's all.
Okay. I wrote that down on my notes are at home. I remember y'all saying that.
We talked about it, yeah.
And I didn't change it. I'm so sorry.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Is there a motion? I mean, a second? All right. Second by Ricky. All in favor of approving the 3 minutes that we just stated, unanimous approval. Okay, agenda items. So number 1, city engineers, report consideration, and Tommy Taylor is not here and not on the phone. He's going to give an update on the sewer project and something about a water tower updates and improvements.
So I have been in contact with Mr. Smith every week to see where we're at. He said, I talked to him yesterday, he said he's going to go sign, and then he had some other things he wanted to discuss, and I told him that we would get together on those things. Ms. Cunningham, I talked to her. She said she has the form, but she needed assistance from Lloyd Thomas on filling the form out. And she had called Mr. Thomas, and he had not responded to her. So I contacted Mr. Thomas, and I told him that Ms. Cunningham really needs to speak with him. She needs to help with the form. And he said he was going to call her. And I haven't heard anything back today. So that's the update on this final two list station.
So that's all we're waiting on?
That's the only thing we're waiting on.
We've been waiting on those two
for a couple months.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to be ugly or rude, but we're running out of time.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
What I'm saying is we're going to start pushing. If somebody here in the office can't do it, then we need to dedicate it somewhere else.
I've been in contact with him every week. I've been in contact with him
2 or 3
times a week, but I can't make the people go.
Oh, I understand that. Well, I personally went out to Ms. Cunningham's house and talked with Mr. and Ms. Cunningham because I was told that we left messages. We called out there, left messages, and they didn't call back. And that wasn't the case for what they told me.
I left you.
But I'll just say what they said.
Yeah.
And, and the young lady said that she would get with you, and she did.
Yes, I talked to her twice this week, and she emailed me. I talked to her while I was on sick. I called her a couple of times. And maybe I called the wrong number when I was a voicemail, but I did leave two voicemails. But I have been in contact with her this week. I do have emails from her. She, like I said, she said she was trying to get in touch with Lori Thomas. Lori Thomas had not returned her call. No. I reached out to Mr. Thomas. I have the email I can forward to y'all. He said that he would find her that day. He had a doctor's appointment at 15, and he would call her that day.
And what's the holdup on the Smith property?
He just hasn't been signed it.
Okay.
The check is at the title company. Everything's at the title company. Everything he asked for that title company. He went to the title company that was Ms. Leon, and he wanted his lawyers to review the documents. When I talked to him, I want to say Monday, he said he was going to call her and make the appointment to come and sign, but as of yesterday, he had not done that yet.
Okay. All we're lacking is just the signature. Mm-hmm. The check, everything is over there waiting.
Yeah.
Okay. My suggestion is, and it's just a suggestion, we need to write it down somewhere. When we've done this, and give her 4, 5, 6, 7 days, if not, then we need to follow up.
I'm following up.
Well, I mean, you or Esher or somebody.
I'm on top of it. Because we have to.